Chapter 2. Circle Makers. The Earth has circled the sun more than 2,000 times since the day Honi drew his circle in the sand. But God is still looking for circle makers. It's as true now as it was then. Bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers. God isn't offended by your biggest dreams or boldest prayers. He is offended by anything less. If your prayers aren't impossible to you, they are insulting to God. Why? Because they don't require divine intervention. But ask God to part the Red Sea, or make the sun stand still, and God is moved to omnipotent action. There is nothing God loves more than keeping promises, answering prayers, performing miracles, and fulfilling dreams. That is who He is. That is what He does. And the bigger the circle we draw, the better, because God gets more glory. The greatest moments in life are the miraculous moments when human weakness and divine power intersect. And they intersect when we draw a circle around the impossible situations in our lives and invite God to intervene. I can promise you one thing. God is ready and waiting. I have no idea what circumstances you find yourself in, but I can tell you that you are only one prayer away from a dream fulfilled, a promise kept, or a miracle performed. It is absolutely critical at the very beginning that you come to terms with this simple yet life-changing truth. God is for you. You need to know that God is on your side. God is in your corner. If you don't believe that, then you'll pray small, timid prayers. If you do believe it, then you'll pray big, audacious prayers. And one way or another, your small, timid prayers or big, audacious prayers will change the course of your life and turn you into two totally different people. Prayers are prophecies. They are the best forecast of your spiritual future. Who you become is determined by how you pray. Ultimately, the transcript of your prayers becomes the script of your life. In the pages that follow, you'll encounter modern-day circle makers who will inspire you to dream big, pray hard, and think long. You'll discover how to claim God-given promises, pursue God-sized dreams, and seize God-ordained opportunities. You'll learn how to draw prayer circles around your family, your future, your problems, and your goals. But before I show you how to draw prayer circles, it's important to understand why it is so important.